code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 31st of August 2009. Now, newcomers come in all the time, so I advise you to go to Cutting Through the Matrix, Cutting Through the Matrix, I should say, and websites. And look at all the other sites I have up there. Bookmark them for future use, because once in a while the main servers do go down for strange and odd reasons that they can never tell me why. And this way, if you bookmark the other sites, you'll be able to get the latest shows and download them for free. There's cuttingthrough.jankness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us.ca. There's also Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one is the European site, which has all the same audios, but it also has a lot of transcripts in the various languages of Europe off these audios for prints up and for passing around to your friends. And remember, too, that as always, as I say, this show is brought to you by you, and I don't get support, I don't ask for support from any other sources. So it's up to the listeners to keep me going and help share my expenses, because it is expensive to do what I do. And it's always things to get repaired, believe you me, when you're doing... Well, everyone who buys the junk from China today, and that's all you've got, knows darn well that things don't last very long. It's not meant to last very long. So the outlay is quite something. You can always get to me through PayPal for donations, or you can use personal checks within the US and Canada. Outside the Americas, you can use MoneyGram, Western Union, and some people that can still think actually send cash, and that cuts out the bank transaction fees at their end. So there's many ways to do it. And for those who just get the disc burned to them to play in their CD players, they don't like computers, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4N1. And as I say, the advertising that you hear on this show is paid straight to RBN for the time and for the equipment and for the staff. So it truly is up to you to keep me going, and things are often at a stage where they're floundering because of the expenses that's put out here. Never mind the time. The time is all consuming. And it isn't just good on the radio and talking for an hour every day. I've got to check lots of different mail stories, etc., to see what's genuine, what isn't, what's relevant, what is irrelevant, what's a red herring, and what really matters. Because my whole intention here is to tie things together to show you how everything works together in the area of propaganda and media, which are all simply part of the one agenda. They're really training the public, so I try and tie them together to show you what the effects are if you fall for one thing the government does and what they really want from you down the road because you've fallen for the first thing. The old story of the Parthenon building is that there's so many pillars, each one is vital to hold the roof up. If you take one away as a concession, it puts extra strain and all the rest. It's easier to knock the next one down and the next one and the next one. And that's how rights are taken away from the public, through compromise, generally. You can't compromise with a power which many people before me have said wants absolute power over everybody and everything. They always have been the same in all ages. Back with more after these messages.
Her Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, talking about power and how powerful groups a long time ago, well, actually down through many, many centuries, have taken countries over. Even in ancient times, you find that in Rome. Every so often, you would get a Caesar in there, a king, an emperor, who would suddenly, when he's losing popularity, losing what he felt was his authoritarian voice, he would declare a national emergency. And you'd have troops on the streets, and they did go to town, and they'd do purges, just much the same as today. It's all done with quotas and statistics, etc. Get so many in and execute them, and that's good enough. And the Soviet Union, we know, was excellent at that that procedure. Once they'd basically taken over all the countries that they planned to take over overtly and then held their position, they had to find enemies within. And that's how government maintains its totalitarian martial law types of power. Since 9/11, we've seen a well-laid plan, a very old plan. It's not the beginning of a plan. It's actually just one section of an ongoing plan. The previous generations didn't know they were under a great big plan to take over the world and run it in a very similar fashion, at least for a phase, one of its phases, as the communist systems were run. That's what Professor Carl Quigley talked about. Remember, he was the official historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, and he said the big foundations and so on were often mistaken for left-wing communists because they funded all with what appeared to be radical left-wing groups. In fact, here's your biggest millionaires or billionaires in the U.S. funding what seems to be left-wing organizations. Remember, too, that order out of chaos has various levels of meaning, and they're always talking about order out of chaos. The pyramid, for instance, on the dollar bill and in most Masonic lodges with the capstone and the light between, is always standing in a wasteland, sparse vegetation and so on. That's the general world. That's how they see it. Only the enlightened ones are above it in the pyramid. But the rest of the rabble, you might say, that those are profane people who don't know what's going on, but they think they do, are the wasteland. So their job, of course, a long, long time ago, and even in ancient times, was to bring order, their order, out of what they saw as a wasteland. Free choice and making your own decisions on things at the bottom is a no-no. It's always been a trouble for those who went along with this agenda, the same agenda, actually. And because every so often down through the ages, people riot. And at one time, they could riot successfully. They'd have revolutions and so on. But now, of course, it's a different story because with the rise of science, which has been brought up to the pinnacle with our tax money across the planet, and so many of the sciences, right down to psychological warfare that is constant on all media and entertainment, you also have sub-frequencies, you might say, harp-type frequencies being used and admitted to by people like Brzezinski in his book Between Two Ages, where he said that it's very possible and very well probably come, he says, in the 1970s, that this type of technology, ELF waves and so on, will be used on whole populations, without their knowledge. They won't know why they're docile, they're laid back, or they couldn't care less when they should be worried about things. These are all high sciences. And we all know that under the war on drugs, really, there's been nothing more than a massive build-up of police with their equipment, etc., to be used very shortly on the general public. Nothing to do really with the drugs. Nothing really to do with the drugs at all. It was an excuse to build up internal armies and massive recruitment of policemen with their helicopters, and some of them have armored vehicles and all the rest of it. We will see all these things used. It's no coincidence all these things are up and ready with a multi-jurisdictional task force where police can work over in the Middle East with troops, like Canadian troops, dressed like them, taking them indoors and so on, and then come back to their outfits back in Canada. That's not there by coincidence. They're training them for their 30 years of rioting, admitted to by the Department of Defense in Britain, and also the Department of Defense in the U.S. as well. They're identical reports, 90-page documents, on what they see for the future. How can they be so sure? It's because they know, those at the very top know what they're going to make happen. You don't suddenly have crisis coming out of the blue. You make them happen. If you're in power and you keep control of power generation to generation, you must plan the future and implement that plan. So it's a planned future at all times. You can't allow anything to come out of left field and disrupt your whole plan. So therefore, every crisis, major crisis that happens, is part of your plan. Totalitarianism always moves in under the guise of keeping you safe. Now, under that technique and doctrine, they can pick any facet of your life and take your rights away and say they're trying to keep you safe in this particular area. It doesn't matter what area it is. It's been used from ancient times to modern, always the same. Even Goring mentioned it in Nazi Germany. He says it's the easiest thing to take a country over by a small group of people. He says you just say there's a threat from outside somewhere, like terrorism, for instance, today. And he says you complain that the government's not doing enough to protect the people. And then next thing you know, that the public, who are scared witless with propaganda, will either vote those people in or they'll simply move in and no questions asked. Same techniques over and over and over again. Since 2001, which was the kickoff, the real official kickoff to the century, not the year 2000, we've seen nothing but crisis after crisis after crisis. The whole world has been turned upside down. Most people haven't seen the full effects of it yet. They've just been familiarized with police in the streets and major cities with machine guns and stuff like that. But they haven't seen all of the machinery that's been put into place to deal with the up-and-coming crises that are still to happen. What kind of governments do the world have? They have front governments. Just like the United Nations itself is a front organization. Fronting for what? Well, it's the rich men, like the same rich men, actually, as your nations front for, with their basic governments. If you're a government in any country, how come no country has changed their laws to do with bank crisis? How come it's never happened? How come every bank has got refunded for all the money they blew or lost or gambled or pocketed or whatever from the taxpayer? This uniform technique across the world, but nobody's moved in and says, that's enough of that. This is broken. We'll fix it. No one's going to fix it. All they do is reward the same investors and bankers for it's what they do once or twice every century. They let you accumulate and they plunder you. This is standard procedure. So the politicians are obviously not there to serve the public. When they take your money and throw it at the guys who just robbed the world, the entire planet, that's who they're there to protect. It's so obvious. And so far, I haven't seen any laws put in place to stop it from happening again. That tells you all you need to know. I used to wonder about the last so-called Great Depression. Supposedly John Maynard Keynes came in to help set up the IMF so that it would never happen again, which is all utter nonsense. Nothing really changed. They left it wide open to be done again. An article by George Soros a few years ago in a British, or all the British newspapers, a half-page story, where he admitted how he'd sunk the cash of Britain, the Bank of England, by phoning up to his friends, pumping money into the stock market, creating a panic, and then withdrawing it all, creating a bigger panic, and buying it all up for peanuts. And the British taxpayer, again, was put on the tab because the government went to the same bankers, borrowed billions off them to get the pound floating once more. And there's no law against doing that. The guy could boast about it in the newspapers. So how come no government goes after these guys, makes laws so they can't do this again? Because they're not working for you. I don't think there's a government across the planet today where the top people are not handpicked by the same few. I very much doubt it. And it is no coincidence that the big players from the east and west sides, both sides, the communist sides that went through the Cold War and even pre-communist, but it's no coincidence that the aristocracy of Britain were writing about the future world we're bringing in, and they're identical to the communists. Communism was never, ever about the people owning anything, because you always had this hereditary elite who spoke on behalf of the people and told them what they were going to get or not get. The keepers, you see, it's an elitist organization. Lenin said it himself. He says there's three versions of it. One for the masses that they will use at the last minute, one for the managerial class, and one for the ones who really rule it. Three different formulas, three different doctrines. And, of course, as I say, you go back to the West, and there's Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, and a whole bunch of his kin, and the Huxleys, etc. All, and they're still at it too, by their descendants, by the way. I've mentioned who their descendants are today. Still up there, talking about we must kill off the people and get rid of too many people, etc., etc. Survival of the fittest. And bring in this socialized system where everyone at the bottom just does what they're told. Tidy. Again, order out of chaos. How can you bring in their kind of order? Well, you must destroy everything that stopped them taking over before. That's how you must do it. What did people have in days gone by? Even from earliest times, you had tribalism. You had a tribal culture. You would fight. And so on. You had strong families up into the 20th century, all being destroyed by design. Order out of chaos to bring in the new. Back with more after these messages.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about how tyranny works and how a very old agenda implemented over a long period of time, Fabian style, has worked very successfully because we don't like very fast, rapid, great changes, but we do accept the minor changes and the occasional big one once in a blue moon. We're on a roll today. We've been trained now that everything has changed. That's why you heard the slogans during different people's elections. Change is good. No one bored to say, well, what change are you talking about? Change is good. How is poverty for change? I mean, that's change, isn't it? Utter poverty. No one asks the questions. They just shout the mantras. Lenin said it, well, we shall win by slogans because the public don't think. And that's what George Orwell said too. An animal farm where the vast amount of the animals went along with everything, the sheep, which would say 4 legs good, 2 legs bad, till one day the pig changed it and they all echoed him without noticing that 2 legs were good and 4 legs were bad. That's sorry to say it, but that's the general masses. That's how they go along. Tyranny is sometimes defined and compared with, say, legitimate government. Legitimate government is where people are asked if they even want it. So remember, government is an idea. Just like a price is an idea. There's nothing fixed in the heavens, and there's no great word of God coming down, hitting us all at the same time and letting us know. It's some human being's idea. And therefore, human beings always try to usurp power at the very top. We don't realize it, that for the biggest businesses and corporations of our day and for the 20th century, they needed the taxpayers' money. They were so big, these big enterprises, they had to have taxpayers' money to do it. So the biggest money pots in your country is always run by whoever, whichever central government is set up with the tax system to get it back from you, all the stuff that they borrow and spend and overspend. They got to get it from you. You're down as a guarantor, you see. And under laws that have never been changed, those who owe more money are slaves. Never been changed, that law. You won't find it anywhere in democracy that they've changed that. And it's not just that. When they say that a debt won't be paid off for 50, 100 years, a particular one debt, say, that means that every child born is also born into slavery. And that's what Thomas Jefferson talked about, that no generation should be born into a system with a pre-existing debt that they have to take care of. That is not freedom. You're born as a slave. We don't think of these things at all. We're taught to think about flag waving, and that's your emblem, etc., and to react the way you've been conditioned to react, but not to see and really understand what you're really seeing. Tyranny, again, as opposed to, say, a real democracy, there's never been one, but a real democracy is when all of your options are closed. There is no exit left for you to take. That's complete tyranny when you're forced to do something. No exit. Here's an article here, Monday, August the 31st, 2009, from the Times Union, Albany, New York, is for the whole state. It says you're flu shot or get fired. But 25,000 Capital Region hospital workers need the state-mandated shield, and the area's top sites say comply or quit, by Larry Rulison. It says workers at Capital Region hospitals are going to have to get a flu shot this year or face losing their jobs. The requirement is part of a new emergency. So you can do anything under fake emergencies. Emergency regulation adopted earlier this month by the State Hospital Review and Planning Council that requires all hospital workers to get the flu vaccine, and that it will be a requirement for employment. Hospitals are quickly trying to assemble new workplace policies to comply with the regulation, and those that have been put in place threaten disciplinary action and even termination if workers, from janitors and food service workers to doctors and nurses, refuse to get the shots. The policy affects about 25,000 people in the region. Albany Medical Center, the region's leading hospital, sent out announcements to workers earlier this week saying employees had to get flu shots by October 16th. Spokesman Gregory McGarry said the hospital may take corrective action against employees if they don't comply, although he declined to get into specifics about what type of penalties they would face. The hospital, which will pay for the vaccine, pharma's a great business, isn't it? And governments, they're their lackeys, to put into law, is insisting that almost all of its 7,000 employees get the shots, even those who work at off-site buildings such as the Finance Center in Delmar. McGarry said that even those workers spend time at the main hospital buildings for meetings. It's anyone who has contact with patients or providers, McGarry said. Now, as I say, there's no exit left here. You've got an ultimatum. And what's always astounded me my whole life, is how well the few, with their Bernays-type psychology and understanding of the masses, how well they understand this all. Because they also know, too, that the power really, really is in the hands of the people. All power is. They need people's compliance to get done what they want to get done, even if it's to imprison you all or make you slaves. They've got to get you to comply with it voluntarily, at least with a little bit of threat. That's all they use, intimidation, generally. But everyone could say, okay, we quit, or we go on strike. You see it drop very, very quickly, but that won't happen. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, just talking about how you're not only coerced now, you're basically put into a corner with no exit. And the public have never realized it, whether it was gas prices in the past and different things. But, and of course, you'll never get the cooperation, which the elites know. But, I mean, people can just stop everything themselves by just stopping everything that day or for a week. And you would see everything scramble very, very quick to change things. But that will never happen. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. And that's why they encourage organizations to come out and speak on your behalf. That's generally why they fund them. And they will say all the right things, but nothing will happen. Nothing will be done. The public themselves have to literally hear something from some source and just not go to work that day. That simple. Or not buy gas that day. Or not visit the high-priced, rotten food grocery stores that day. And you would see everything change so fast. They need our compliance for every part of their agenda. But they also know, too, they've given us so much entertainment and toys to play with that, again, most folk will say, it's okay as long as I'm okay. I don't care what happens around me as long as I'm okay. I can switch on that TV, my favorite show's on, and I can play on the internet and play games and so on. They understand that mentality as well. And we'll all suffer for it. We are suffering for it. If folk don't realize what's coming down the pipe. When government gives itself the rights to stick something in you, they're telling you that you do not own your body. the governments have already been telling us and putting it into implementation through various agencies to get people off land, for instance, to abolish private property and so on and so on. There's nothing left except your body. And when you, if you accept they have the right to do something to your body, it's not going to stop with jabs. It's not going to stop with jabs because I've talked about this agenda so much, you should understand where it's really going. Familiarization. That's how you do everything. You familiarize people with something. They chip the dogs, they chip the cats, then they want to chip people, then they do it with Alzheimer's and so on to start with. And you say, well, they're already chipping the dogs and cats, so I guess it's kind of natural to go on to people, you know. Or they give us all the shots. And this came out of the World Health Organization in 2006 at the World Meeting. They said if they can get the public to start through mandated laws, taking inoculations every year, they can continue it every year all through their adult life by law. In other words, the masses will get used to the idea, as we always do. But if you accept the fact that government's got the right to put anything in your body from private, it's from private businesses, these farmers. They won't tell you all of the techniques of making those vaccines because they're trade secrets, supposedly. But they want to stick it in your body by law. Then what's the next thing they're going to do with your body? Haven't you all been following the fact that the eugenicists are out big time and major media? I've read so many articles demanding the population be brought down, mandatory sterilization for certain sects of society to start with, then bring it up the scale, of course, and so on and so on. Well, once you allow it the government that it has ultimate total right over your body, that will be the next step. And once again, like that, those pillars holding up the roof, when one's knocked down, well, it's easier. Well, they already give us shots by law, so what's you see, it's so much easier to go on the next step. And this is an understanding that the elite are taught. They're taught this kind of stuff, how it works. The Skinnerian techniques. If you want to change society, change something in the environment of the species that you want to change. Do something, get them to accept it, familiarize them with it. And they will accept it. Then you move on to the next similar, not the sameness, but similar thing. Very easy. And that's the big mantra today. Got to cull down the world's population. Got to sterilize people, the unfit and all the rest of it. You see, because the boys at the top, the big economists, the real ones, the ones that own the banks and own the economists, don't like and keeping spare pets around. They have no time for pets, and our usefulness, according to them, is over. We're post-industrial. We're a service economy across the Western world. They planned it that way. They planned what to do with us before they created GATT and set up China to be the manufacturer of the planet. China didn't set itself up. It was done through years and years of negotiations with the West and putting policies into law. And then eventually the taxpayers of the Western world paid those corporations. You didn't know that. Through GATT, it was signed by governments. We paid them to move lock, stock, and barrel and set up new plants in China. And we also pay for any losses incurred between the 5 and 10 years during the process. So what do you do with a service economy? A service economy is when you buy stuff in and pass it around from hand to hand until the consumer at the bottom gets it. They don't believe in that. You see, service economies are not productive. Only the manufacturing countries are productive, according to the top economists. The definition of a good world citizen at the United Nations is a good producer and consumer. You're a consumer industry if you're in a service economy. So, yep, for those that want the government to have charge of their bodies, I wouldn't stop them if they had the power anyway. You get all the people do what they want to do. But they have to understand they won't own their body anymore. And it's unfortunate that the actions of others always affect the rest, the ones who don't go along with something. Everything always gets into an emotional issue, an emotive topic, to stop you from seeing the forest for the trees. Once you're in emotion, you can't see the forest. You can't see the overall above-looking-down picture of it, where anything's going. They give you emotive topics. When they brought in abortion, they didn't give a darn about women or poverty or poor women. They brought it in to get the idea in society and the acceptance and familiarization that government eventually government will be mandating abortions. That was what they wanted. That's what they wanted. And once you accept, like Huxley said, Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO, United Nations, he says we've got to dehumanize the public, get them off this throne that they're special as being human. It'll take time, he says. And also be a chaotic time at the end when they've destroyed all the realities that kept people together and bound them together. There'd be a time of chaos. Well, that's why they planned the big armies to take care of the chaos under a guise of terrorism as they bring in the coming food famines, because now five agribusinesses own the entire food supply of the planet. They can cut down the resources at any time they want. And they will. It wasn't just the banks that a few families were after, with a massive organization behind them, by the way. They didn't do it on their own. Well protected. It was all the world's resources, and out of that they created vast international corporations. They think that's the right way to go, that those who deal with those particular items have the right to decide who gets them, who doesn't. You see? Quigley himself, Professor Carl Quigley, said that in Tragedy and Hope, that the coming feudal system that they're bringing in will be run by the CEOs of vast international corporations. Look at the guys in your governments. They're in and out of corporations and politics back and forth like ping pong balls. Because you see, their world, the world they're looking at, is just too chaotic. It's just, when people make all their own decisions for them, it's just too much, it's too untidy. Too untidy, you see. And they do. As I've always said, they do have fears against what they call as the less fit, overpopulating and eventually weakening by one means or another the strains of the perfect at the top. That's what Sir Charles Galton Darwin wrote in the 1950s in his book, The Next Million Years, echoed by another guy in the States at the same time, at the exact same time, another physicist, because they both worked on the Manhattan Project. See, their hobby's always been how to kill people and profit off it at the same time. And Charles Galton Darwin was a physicist who did work on the Manhattan Project. Eugenics has been with us for an awful, awful long time. But not just eugenics. It was a whole psychology and hundreds and thousands of years of studying humanity and how they react once they, again, accept not to barter things, but to get this money, this coin, because you need that instead. Once that's done, everything else is easy. Because whoever controls the coin controls the public. Very simple. In this world of what they call interdependence, all countries have signed United Nations agreements for interdependence. It also means right down to the individual. You will be dependent on the entire system for every single thing you need. That's what they mean by that. Interdependence. The enemy of tyranny down through the history of the world, the enemy has been independent people, individuals. But look what happens. When the banks plundered, as they always do, every 50 years or so, when they plundered the world and then got the taxpayers to pay them for it, reward them for it, look at the depression of the 20s, the 1920s. Now they're showing footage that was banned. Massive riots in big major cities. Nothing's happened here. Have you noticed nothing's happened here? Everyone's chewing the cud as always. Nothing's happened. The TV still works. Turn it on. There's a favorite show. There's a comedy. Everybody's laughing. The ads are on. Everything's wonderful. Nothing happened. What's happened to the public? I can't ever get around the writings by Arthur Koestler and others who were initially financed by MI5 to write novels like H.G. Wells was before it was MI5, to try and persuade the public through fiction to change their ways in a certain predetermined direction. And then he eventually went into non-fiction, as they all were told to do as well. Wells said that the fictional propaganda was taking too long to change the values of society into the new values that they planned you to take. And entertainment's a fantastic way to do it. Again, emotive topics. You identify with the characters. But the non-fiction of Koestler, he talked about ways to lobotomize that part of the brain that they were working on with United Nations groups for world peace. He says it was essential to do this for world peace. Now, what do they mean by world peace? Whose peace? He said they could use chemical means, viral means, do something in the water, in the food, injections, to bring world peace. Remember the definition, by the way, or one of the definitions of communism, and their definition of peace, I should say, was they defined it as the absence of all opposition. And don't get me wrong, lots and lots of people love socialism because those people, you'll find their conditioning has worked perfectly upon them. They are perpetual children. They enjoy having their little goodies and their little routines that they come home to and play and so on, or go to the bars, whatever they do. And the big minds, they think, above them, the people they never see, the experts are running everything and dealing with all the big problems for them. That's what they really, really believe. And they like that time to play themselves. They don't want to know the big picture. They want it all to be taken care of for them. Well, has something happened to that part of the brain that gives them their survival instincts, would you think? People in powerful positions with incredible wealth, who take credit often for starting wars. In fact, Quigley said that this group that turned into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs had been behind every major conflict in the 20th century. You think it stopped today? Do you think when they talk about depopulation, sterilizing public, years ago, that they just sat on their hands after coming up with the idea? No, these guys believe in action. They believe in action, and they implement it, but they can't tell the children. You are all the children, according to them. Everyone who does not know reality is a child. So you're their target. And yes, they have been doing it, as official statistics show. You don't get a plummet, a nosedive in sperm count of the Western male since 1950 onwards through some fluke of nature. And isn't it amazing that they all admit that most of the Western men are almost sterile? But it's no crisis. They never mention it. Why isn't it a crisis? It's because it's been caused by very big powers. That's why. That's why it's not a crisis. Otherwise, it would be a crisis. Outside their plan is always a crisis. That's the real world. So as I say, if you allow people to start sticking God knows what, you can't analyze it. Your doctor can't analyze what's in there. The nurses can't. The staff can't. Then I guarantee you, the next bit after a few years of repeated shots every year, that's what the World Health Organization said. Once they've trained them and they accept that, all adults will get all kinds of shots, including boosters for all the old inoculations they've had in their childhood, all their lives long, every year. That's their plan. So once you allow them to start doing all this stuff to you, knowing what you know and what you've been taught on this particular show, what do you think is going to happen to you? And what do you think the outcome will stop it sticking things in your body? Well, how about a simple little vasectomy now? Huh? Well, and you'll see in the newspapers, well, thousands line up every year, millions do for their shots now, their mandatory shots. What's wrong with it? That's exactly how they'll compare it. And for all the threats of firing people not for non-compliance, they should all just walk out. I guarantee you they'll all be called back within a couple of hours. Big change around, very quickly. That's all you have to do. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money in recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, just talking about how easy it would be if people were cohesive, but they count at the top on, you know, the ones who would bring an apple to the teacher types, and those who are just plain scared and timid, etc., not to go along. But if enough folk did it, they'd have to listen. Simple as that. Now, we've got a caller there, Jeff from Massachusetts. Are you there, Jeff?
Oh, yes, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the future is concerned, I was watching a video on Zimbabwe inside a failed state. If you want to know the future of America, just just go to YouTube and watch it. It's 25 minutes long. It's an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. Now, here is my thought on the swine flu shot and the future in general. I mean, I really believe this. One day, people are going to be called into their work office, and the boss will ask the person, do you have your swine flu shot? Do you have the mark in the right hand or the forehead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, we've heard you say bad things about the government in the bathroom to your coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And another coworker has a portable video camera that recorded your conversation.
That's right.
Do you want me to read the transcript to you? Oh, I'm sorry. We have to put you under arrest and send you to a concentration camp and have you put away. Oh, and by the way, your wife has a second child. That second child will cause a carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have your wife have a forced abortion.
Yep.
And you see, it gets more and more
They've said already that China, the United Nations has stated this, China is the model state for the world to follow. Yeah.
Exactly. And you have variations like Zimbabwe. When I watched this video, I had to shut it off. I said, man, this is too much like what Barack Obama wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make the people starving, quivering, and depending on government, and then you have some thug over the people to make sure they vote the right way.
That's right. All tyranny is the same. Again, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yes, I just said to myself, and I just said, you know, I got to shut this off. This is too much like what Barack wants to do. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no food in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And I believe the only people that survive there are criminals.
The criminals now are all employed spying on the public. They're the only ones that get a decent paycheck, yeah.
Yes, and you know what? Also, if you go down in the YouTube itinerary, there's a video called Gold for Bread.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's great to own gold and everything, but if you have somebody rob you of your gold, forget about it. I mean, I really think that we're already gone in this country because the only way that you can practically stop it is if everybody stops working, and people aren't going to do that because people are too happy with getting entertained and could care less, and guys like us are on the fringe.
Yep.
Before I go, I really think that what's holding this country up, to tell you the truth, is 60-year-old men.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Once those 60-year-old men die, that is it. It is over. Yeah. It is finished.
That's right. When they're gone, the memory's eradicated. The techniques to stop or fight something is gone. And the new ones are products of the state. Exactly what Huxley said. They're products of scientific indoctrination.
Love
their servitude. Yeah. Thanks for calling. I'll keep those donations coming, folks. It's really needed. I want to get new equipment so that it makes life easier for me. From Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international